Invisible Girl by Kate Marion.
This book has been made accessible under the copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, register charity number 226227.
Then, most days drift by like clouds. Others burn deep into your life and make a blister, like a bright white moon in a black night sky, and you're left wondering forever. Then, I might as well have been invisible for all Dad and Amy cared. They'd been busy making massive decisions about my life without even thinking about me or bothering about how I might feel. They'd obviously been plotting and planning for weeks, whispering under the covers at night, painting the walls of our flat with lies. The day had been creeping toward me like a tiger in the dark, with its amber eyes glinting for ages. The shouting had been getting worse. Dad had started spending more and more money we didn't have. He'd broken his promise and started using credit cards again to keep Amy happy. But it didn't work. Amy just got madder and madder, her screeching making her face flush pink and her lips turn white with rage. What's strange is that the day it actually happened, everything seemed so normal. Dad ignored me, his eyes glued to daybreak on the telly, and Amy hogged the bathroom for so long I thought I was going to wet myself. In the end, I couldn't wait any longer. So I picked up my bag and raced off to school with a piece of toast and jam between my teeth without even...